B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEN. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. Let's kick it off with Nick in Collegeville. Nicky.
Gentlemen, how was your trip away from home in Milwaukee? Great?
Well,
forget about the game. I mean, just in general.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, you know, it's always great to hit the road, you know?
Right. Listen, Pikey is one of the best underrated character of all time. The movie Snatch is a classic, in my opinion.
Wasn't that one of the greatest? That Brad Pitt character was the best.
Dude, it's a whole new language.
Yes.
Did you see Snatch?
Snatch.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, not Snatch. It's a different movie. Snatch. It's a classic. Yeah, you need close.
You haven't seen it?
No, I finally saw Creed 2 this weekend.
Oh, dude.
So. It's on my list now.
How could you not see Snatch?
It's like an ensemble cast. It's like
that's one of the great
major actors.
Yeah, right. That's one of the great.
Yeah, I don't watch movies. I'll put it on the
I
list.
I know you don't watch movies, but you know.
I just love how it's always a shock, and it's like, you know. No,
A legend, every movie.
It's on the list.
You know what's amazing? Yeah, that we have a director in, and he's looking at it like, who's this dude?
Yeah. When we get back to sports. I know we're kind of talking sports, but
it's
when we
talk
about
movie,
local sports.
Right.
Listen, you know, I was on the bandwagon, the process. I was following the parade, right? The procession through the windy hills, you know, tall, small, your towns in Italy and the Alps. You know, I was on that procession train, okay? I was all the way at the end, okay? I wasn't lagging behind, but I was right there, okay? Because I knew the alternative was there's nothing there. The alternative was just to have, you know, win one round of the playoffs maybe or just make the seventh seed, so... Well, in the beginning, and I called last year this time when Joel got hurt, I said my biggest fear since day one was when you have this long-term methodical process, okay, that needs to reward you with, and I never said championship. All the process kind of guaranteed was some exceptional players, which made you top four for the Final Four.
Right. Like, to me, the process was to get back as a serious contender.
Correct. And we're there. Okay. The problem is, and I call it the Titanic effect, is since it's such a long-term plan, if you're off 0.25 degrees nautical miles, okay, degrees in nautical miles, okay, when you go 700 miles away, you're off course by, you know, 10 nautical miles and you hit the iceberg. And that's the problem we had last year. We were doing well. The team looked great. They had a great record. They were dominating teams. I liked the new layout. And then Embiid gets hurt, which was fine because we won the first round basically with Adam. But what happened is Embiid comes back out of shape. And that precludes, that basically ends with game seven. He's exhausted. You go four possessions without scoring because nobody can take a shot and he's too exhausted to make a play. And you go out with a quadruple doink. Here we are this year again. You know, we struggled here. We made the offseason changes. We kind of liked the new lineup that Brand made. But then we realized 15, 20, 30 games in, that wasn't working. Brand make another change, and we like the new change, and we're going, all right, like Tuna said, second half, 30 games left. This is where we gel. This is where we make the run. And Ben's out now. And here we are again, like, The needle has to be threaded so perfectly that any slight deviation throws the plan out of whack. And that's my concern again. You know, and here's my thing. I think Ben's fine. Ben's never had a back problem. Ben's young. He's a stallion. I think he's going to go miss maybe six games, 2 weeks, okay? The problem is we're down to a nickel.
I know.
We're down to 25 games.
Yeah, I know.
So let's say he misses five. So we're down to 20 games. I don't worry about his stamina because he's a horse, okay? So unlike Embiid, I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is Jay Rich now plays the one, okay? Robinson's playing somewhere else. You're going to move Horford to the four, Tobias to his natural three, which is fine. This might all work out and help out and say, well, this, and some callers might call in and go, well, this is great because they get to play without Ben and they get to figure out what they can or can't do, which sounds correct. But no, because when Ben comes in, it changes the dynamic on the floor. And anything you learn initially only can help a little bit because Ben is your quarterback and it has to get directed through him. So I'm worried. I'm seriously worried.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. I'm worried too. I'm like, I'm worried about the year. I'm worried sometimes that, you know, and we've been through this a lot. Anytime you've had like grand expectations, it doesn't go through. And thanks, brother. And they don't come to fruition. And then you're like, you need another year. And it's tough. It really is. Flyers make a move. They get a veteran centerman, Nate Thompson, from the Canadiens for a fifth round pick. So he's 35 years old. He's played in 63 games this year. 4 goals, 10 assists. He's like kind of a veteran guy.
That's kind of the move I expected them to make. Like, all right, you bring some more veteran leaders to this locker room.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of young players. Like, the bro and I were on Saturday morning, and he asked me who's the most important player for this stretch run for the Flyers. And, you know, you could go Carter Hart because that's kind of like the chalk answer. But I went the captain. Because for a lot of these guys, it's the first time they're going to be playing in the playoffs if they make the playoffs, which I think they will.
Yeah.
And, you know, Giroux was here for the 2010 Cup run, and he's been here for the last couple of playoffs that they've made. So I think he's one of the most important players. So I think a move like this is good. You know, he's not going to make this huge impact, but he can help the young guys in the locker room.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't expect anything huge from the Flyers.
Yep, I agree. So Nate Thompson last year spent much of the year before with the Kings.
Yes.
Before he got traded to Montreal. Last year he got traded for a fifth and a fourth. So this year he gets a fifth. He's like a fourth line chat. You know, he's one of those hardworking fourth liners type of dudes. But he's a veteran, and that's kind of what he is. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
Kev, how you doing, buddy?
I'm kind of bummed out, Chucky.
Well, no, your eye. I know you're bummed out. How's your eye doing? How's your health?
It's all right. I'm going to the doctor today.
Yeah, I already know you're upset going out to Milwaukee and then having to do that. But here's my thing. And, you know, I'm not a negative person. You know that. I've called enough to
sure, jump.
Man, I feel like we're, you know, what we had to go through to get that process, I feel like, you know, it still wasn't the right way to do it. And I almost feel like we're kind of cursed. You know, we got two amazing players, but they're always leaving us and one. You know, we're always waiting for that one little thing. And then when they go down, it's like we can't afford for them to be down at all. And now Ben's down and then Joel. You know, to me, Joel needed to step up Saturday. And I was very disappointed when Ben went down. I told my wife, I said, watch. I said, he's gonna come in and we're going to have a 45-point game. I just really expect him to have like a Westbrook or a Damon Lillard or, you know, even
that's not who he is, though. Remember,
no, but
he needs someone to get in the basketball. Like, there is a, you can't, the big man can't then take over and the offense run with rhythm, right?
It was
that's where Tobias Harris, like Tobias Harris has to step up. He's the guy that really needs to step up here, and then B will get his.
And then Burks, he didn't have a very good shooting game. I saw his stat line and it wasn't very good. And, you know, there are a lot of guys, they were 35 out of 100 on that game. I was disappointed, you know, and I'm not trying to, you know, come in on this one game, but, you know, after Joel made that comment, I know we got to do more to help him, but I don't know, me as a person, I just thought he could do more, you know, make his own shot, do what he has to do. I mean, just completely take over. So, and then with Ben going down, it's like the worst time it could happen. At the beginning of the year is one thing, but now with it happening,
it's hard to get that gel.
I hope the best. I really want good things to happen, but I just sometimes I feel like we're a little bit cursed, and I don't like that. So, I hope the best. Go Sixers. Can we play the song?
Nah.
Slow song?
Nah, I don't feel like it.
How about? All right, do we need to bring out the Yelp sound? Do we need to bring the other one back? You put it in the bag, sir? Do we need to get it out?
Wait, what song?
The other song, the warning, the tsunami,
the sirens.
Do we need to get the siren back out?
Oh, my God, you're right. Oh, no, Chuck, you're right. Chuck.
It is.
Oh, the sirens, Judas. Siren song. This is not good. All right. What happened to all the other sirens?
I gotta find them.
Wait. It's all right. We can talk about this.
They're in my folder somewhere. Yeah, they've been doing well. You know,
No, it's funny.
Do you remember?
Oh, we can talk about it. This is inside show. So when Gary Smith called our friend formerly of Sports Illustrated, when Gary said that we should have the song of how we're feeling, and have people send us songs. And because all I want to hear is the song, right? That's all I want to hear. But now again, we have to revert to the sirens. Sound the alarm. Oh my God. It's bad. It does feel cursed like.
Oh, yeah. Sold our soul for the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, please. No.
But the Flyers are playing too well. No, knock on wood. But the Flyers are playing too well for us to have sold our soul.
Really?
No, through two shutout innings. Oh, man. That doesn't fire you up.
No, it doesn't. No, I already got, like, a sour attitude.
Austin Davis forced a ground out to third.
Come on, dude.
Roman Quinn, a couple nice diving catches.
Sound the alarms, Tunis. You found him. It's no secret I'm Philly proud, right? For all the way, even during these tough, difficult times, tumultuous times. We love the home team, but one of the home teams here is Parx Casino. That's right, Sportsbook. The only sports book run by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Easy, secure, safe to bet on all the sports legally. Have fun, make money while you watch games. We got hoops tonight. I don't even want to check. I don't even think the line's up yet. It's Tobias, too. We got Fly Guys tomorrow against San Jose. We got college all week long. It's your place to bet all the games, spreads and props and parlays and teasers, and even live in-game betting. So many of you have already joined the home team, my team at Parx Casino and Sportsbook. 4 for 4 will be here again for Cousins Corner later in the week. You can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Yes, $500 risk-free bet refunded as a free bet in account credit. See the website for details. Use my promo code CUZRADIO. Got to be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Live from the hell elsewide known as the Fanatic Studios. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. Yeah, well, there's no air in here. There's no air conditioning. There's no air. And it's like 1,000 degrees.
Yeah, because what people probably don't know from the outside is that it's not like we're in like rooms where the air really circulates.
Yeah.
Like I'm in this
stifled air in a box. Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. BC, didn't BC have an issue this morning?
Yeah.
He had an upchuck. Upchuck.
Yes, he did.
Upchuck, North Carolina, Chuck.
Yes.
Oh, I'm already in a bad mood, right? You know? We just struggle. It's like the struggle with this basketball team. It's an ungodly struggle. The one guy you never had to worry about with injury, right? The one guy you never thought you'd have to worry about. The one guy you go, he's a stallion, right? Stallion, he's a stallion. I got him for 44 minutes. All right? I got him 44 minutes, no problem. Pencil that in. Pen that in.
He's like the rabbit, the battery rabbit, right? Just keeps going and going and going.
Yes. Right. But now we got to worry about him. Now we got to worry about whether or not he can get back. Who knows what the deal is? And is it 2 weeks? You know?
And people are feeling the same way. So we have the poll up on at 975 middays. And I think we should call our friends, Marvin E. Cans, to be honest. Need a new AC system in here. Anyway.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. At 975 middays, and I mentioned that the Sixers went 6-3 during those 9 games that Joel Embiid was out with his hand injury. Do you think the Sixers can go above 500 during the time Ben Simmons is out?
See, I don't know. I don't know if that's the I don't feel like that today. I don't feel like looking at wins and losses. We don't know how long he's going to be out. To me, the appropriate question is this a curse? Is this a long-range curse? Is this just the year? And then you know how it goes, right? 1 year's up, 1 year's down, and the next year it's up. I mean, you know how that works.
All right, I'll put out a curse.
Unlike anything in this studio, with nothing works.
71% say no, he's too important, in case you're wondering.
Really?
Yeah. So even if it's just 2 games, they won't go above 500 in those 2 games.
Well,
he's too important. And people are going to, the Ben Simmons haters are going to come to realize that, by the way.
Yeah, well, but that's not my issue. My issue is more about big picture. Is this a curse issue? Is that what's going on here? I mean, we've seen years where you go, you just get, you have these high, lofty expectations. I mean, quite frankly, I was finals or bust.
Yeah.
Like, is it? Like, when the season started against Boston, it was like, we're going to the finals. Forget about Milwaukee. And there it is. Milwaukee's having an historic regular season. While we plug away. Milwaukee's having this, you know, and like, I hate the man. Fear the deer everywhere.
Who's here? Who's the nice lady?
Alice. Miss Alice.
Miss Alice. She's a Bucks fan.
So Miss Alice, who's my father's girlfriend, is a Bucks fan. And she was at it Saturday night, too.
I bet she was.
I was looking up images of dead deer on the road to send it to her.
Somebody probably looked at your search history. Like, why do you have
roadkill? It's terrible. I was like, enough with the fear of the deer. I love my Bucks. You know, they got that Wisconsin.
Miss Alice, thorn in your side.
She is. She's like an antler. Oh man. But there was, you know, 20,000 Miss Alice's in that building. Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Who can keep your wife comfortable in any season? Cans can. With up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system, visit MarvinEcans.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. We'll leave all the jokes on the wisecracks on the table. Let's go to Bobby in the Northeast. Bobby, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
What's up, Bob?
It's a sad day. I got a bad feeling about this injury, man, but it's not a good day. But if you think Ben is out for a while, do you think the Sixers are going to have to make a move? Maybe sign a free agent? I don't know, Jamal Crawford, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that, I mean, I hear you, Crawford. We've been talking about maybe Crawford forever, right? You know, he's old, the whole thing. I mean, if Ben's out for any stretch, like long stretch.
That's what I mean.
I don't know what you do. I mean, I think what would have to happen is Jay Rich becomes the point guard and Burks becomes the backup point guard. And then you take it from there. I don't know. I mean, you could always use another body, I guess. But you know, the problem is that you just lose such a big piece of your offense. I mean, it's almost crippling.
I know. It's a sad day, kind of. You know, I know you're in a bad mood, but how about we pump up Joe a little bit? Remember that entrance song you have? Maybe give me a little swat swat. Can I get a little swat swat?
Give it to him. Give him a little Joe. There it is.
Swat, swat.
Thank you. Bobby coming in with a little swat swat action. What'd you do? I didn't call for the alarms.
That's all I got.
Swat, swat. Swat, swat.
Yeah, remember...
Swat.
Of course, he makes those comments after the Nets game. The best player in the world.
Well, forget about it. I don't care what he says. Like, I mean, all that nonsense, I can care less about that. They were that's all, like, fodder, and they were making a big deal about it in Milwaukee, right, because of Giannis. Those people were making a big deal. I don't care about that. But, like, the problem is the flow of your offense takes a huge hit. You know? Let's go to Damon. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Dame.
Hey, Ant. Good morning. Good morning, Ant.
What's up, Dame?
Oh, man. Listen, man. I feel you. And real quick, man. Also, Friday, I knew you were coming back. My buddy Scott texted me. He said he saw you in Wawa. And he said he's a friend of mine.
He said I'm friends with Damon in West Philly. I was getting coffee. Dropped off the kids. I actually had my big one with me.
I go,
any friend of Dame's a friend of mine.
Yeah, that's what's up. He's a good guy. He's a chef, man. He's dope. That's what's up. So, yeah, man, I'm feeling everyone's angst. I get it. My question is, when you're 98% at home, that's nothing to, like, sneeze at, okay? That's serious, right? But yet you're literally, like, 45% or less on the road. The thing is, let me just say this before I go there. So you have the thing with Ben. It doesn't take for Ben to get injured for me to understand what impact he has on his team.
Right.
He leads the league and assists with 3-point shots. That's huge. With a team that's not a good 3-point shooting team, that says a lot, cuz.
Yep.
So along with his defense, his downhill game, you could play multiple types of ball with him. When I look at other teams play, and I've said it to you before, this league is a 3-point shooting team. It took off for what the Warriors have done. The Sixers' problem is when they try to become that, that's where they suffer. When Elton built this team, I believe Horford, he's built for the playoffs. But when they move that ball, when they do that second or third pass, that's when they're effective. Not on every possession. I understand that sometimes you have to pass and shoot. But for the most part, if you can move that ball, when they go away from that, that's when they have their problems.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's so weird, though, because like Saturday night, you can't even judge it, right? Like, yeah. Saturday night, like the 5 minutes into the game, he's out. And it's not. It's done. I mean, obviously, Bucks got the hot start, up 12-2. And then, you know, Ben comes back with those two transition buckets. And then all of a sudden he's out. And then the game, and that's it. And like, yeah. That was kind of the end of the game.
Yeah, I knew by the second quarter, late first, really, that I'm like, he's not coming back in the game, unfortunately. But here's the thing. So what? I mean, what's the difference with the world? Like, what?
I hear Brett
saying I listened to Marcus Hayes this morning on the morning show.
Yeah.
About not adjusting in the second half. But to me, it's the same thing at home, right? Teams make adjustments.
Yeah, I know, it's funny because we were all there and I saw Marcus in Milwaukee and, you know, Brett was talking on, I guess it was early Saturday and at the shoot around and we're talking about the road versus home and.
Right.
You know, part of it's maturity, right? Part of it's like this team's got a strange kind of vibe about it. I mean,
yeah, man.
You know, like. It's hard to figure out.
When they play well, they play like, whoa, right? And then when they struggle, here's the thing, and just before, so I would put Horford, I maybe would start Horford tonight because Ben's not there. Like, that might, you know, open up some things, but find a way to post him up, man. Listen, I'm not on the get rid of Brett needs to make adjustments. I'm not buying this. We're going to get knocked out the first round. I'm not buying any of that because there's a lot of ball to be played. You can't tell me when you're 98% at home and what you're doing on the road. I understand that there's a huge difference, but.
So I'm just worried right now. I can't even think about big picture because of Ben. Moment, right? I don't know what, you know, I can't even tell you because of Simmons, right?
Yeah, he's huge, man. So hopefully it won't be long. Hopefully we'll get the word today because thanks for letting me share my thoughts.
You got it, Dame. Always a pleasure, my brother. Always a pleasure. Take it easy. I mean, you with me, Chunas?
I'm with you.
I mean, it's hard to really, you know, feel one way or another when it comes to being positive or whatever. I don't know. I mean, if he's going to be out for 2 weeks, you go, all right, well, you got to just kind of hold water and hope that
hopefully you're still in striking distance.
But it just feels like you just feel punchy, you know?
Yeah, it just, like, I don't have, like, a good thought that, oh, it's only going to be, like, 2 games. Right, like, I don't know, with the way the season has gone, I could see it being 10 games.
Right.
And then you go, all right, you go down, it's 10 games. Like you said, can they hold water? Can they keep treading? I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, they're fortunate to have a pretty light schedule coming up, except for those two LA games.
Yeah.
But you already lost the one of the Bucks. I mean, what were we saying, 20-7 coming out of the break to finish the last 27 games, or 1-1 right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you miss Ben for 10 games and they go 4-6, there's your 7 losses already.
I know.
God. And then, like you said earlier, great point, it's not like he's just going to come back and play 40 minutes. He's going to come back and you're going to have to ease him in. He'll play 20, 25, maybe.
Yeah.
The other question is,
I don't know.
And I mean, I don't know. I'm not a reporter. How's he feeling before this game? Before this Bucks game?
Before the Bucks game?
Yeah. Like, was he ready to play?
Yeah, I actually saw him in the shoot around.
Okay. I don't know if he was, like, ready to go and, like, did.
Well, he was moving. He was okay. Moving. I mean, listen.
Yeah, you were there. I was wondering.
You can tell he was a little gippy. The idea was, all right, you know, you get treatment throughout the game, you manage it.
Right.
And see, you know, tell what it is. I mean, yeah, he was playing. He was going to play. That was that.
You found out that morning. You're like,
I had no issue about him playing the game. You're not going to. It's a big game. He's on the play.
Right.
You know, he had tweaked his back at the All-Star game, and you know, I mean, I was watching a move. He looked fine. I mean, he looked fine. Really, right. Be honest with you. And you know what happens? He went up for that dunk, and boom, there it was.
Yeah, rest is history. It stinks, though.
It does stink.
He means so much to this team.
It's just the morale of it, too. Right? Like, the morale of this thing. It just takes a beating.
You're losing your best defender. You're losing your best facilitator. In my opinion, you can make the case he's the best player on the team.
Yes.
Like, I know it's, I mean, we're not doing the Embiid Simmons debate, but you could make the case that he is the best player on this team. Because he does so much for them. And you're going to be missing him. I don't see them going above 500 in the next 10 games, if he's out 10 games. I don't see that.
Is it part of a bigger picture that, you know, I mean, it's so interesting when you think about the Flyers, right? And the zero expectations. Literally no expectations going into the season. And I do sense, like, an excitement starting to build around the Flyers. Now, again, we've been talking about this for a while.
Right.
But I can see it. I can sense it. It's starting to hit the rest of that's what happens, right? It's, you know, the hardcore, then it spreads outward. Until it tips, like, you know, you've heard of the Malcolm Gladwell tipping point, mm-hmm. right? The book, The Tipping Point.
Yes.
And how something tips to the masses and how it's a whole process that happens. And you could sense the Flyer thing starting to build momentum.
Right, and Saturday was a big step for that because they were playing at 1 o'clock, Sixers not till 8:30. Now, if I were to guess, I'm sure a lot of people planned their day around the 8:30 tip-off, so they did a lot of their stuff early in the day. So I'm sure there's still people that missed the Flyers game at 1 o'clock. But the people that weren't doing anything, and there was no 7:30 puck drop, 8 o'clock tip-off, so you're trying to watch both at the same time. No, yeah. It was Flyers 1 o'clock. That was it. Nothing else going on.
No, and it was, you know, against an explosive
great team. Yeah.
Right? With explosive offensive players.
And the Flyers are up 2-0 before they even reach the 10-minute mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
That took the tipping of the masses, like you said, that took a big step forward Saturday.
No, it's all about, like, the momentum, right? Like, when that ball starts to roll downhill.
Yeah, because you have a big win, 1 o'clock, where everybody should have been watching, and then you have that loss with the Sixers, and you have the Ben Simmons injury. So, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are just, like, all right, I'm going to start turning my attention a little bit more to the Flyers.
Well, the problem with this, the Ben injury, and then what happens in the game, is it's just one body blow after another, and next thing you know, you're Deontay Wilder, and you're doubled over.
A couple people have tweeted in, it's the hashtag curse of the process.
The karma thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or losing on purpose. And
yeah, no, I know. I mean, that's out there. Yeah. You open yourself up to it. I'm a pro-process man, as you know it.
Yep.
Always been pro-process. But I hear you. I hear people, and they talk about the karma aspect element to it. I mean, it's been amazing, the drama that has ensued. It's unreal. It's unreal, the drama.
You can come up with 10 storylines with Embiid, all the different injuries, right? Markelle Fultz running into his face.
I mean, you forget about Embiid, right? Forget about Ben.
Butler.
I mean, if you start to think about what ensued from Hinkie to Colangelo to all the stuff, you know, Okafor, Fultz,
Barbara Bottini.
Yeah, that's my point. It's been like insane. Insane. The stories are very incredible. Like from a dramatic standpoint, someone I love to write drama, right? This is human drama. There's some amazing tales to this whole story. The beauty would be to triumph over them.
Which hopefully one day.
Yeah.
But I don't know about this year. If you don't have Ben, they got no shot. They don't have Ben. Let's face it.
No, no shot. No, without Ben, forget about it. I mean, you can't win just because of his loses defense.
He barely beat the Nets.
I mean, look what happened without his defense against Milwaukee. Say what you want about anything else. They missed his defense more than anything.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Let's take a quick TO. Let's talk about Golden Nugget Jewelers. We'll come back. We got three open lines if you want to grab them. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We'll keep you updated with Flyers up until the deadline, which is at 3 o'clock right here. Let's talk about the... it's funny, the Golden Nugget jewel of the game was not a real jewel. It was the Golden Nugget curse of the game. Yeah, man. It was that, the wince. You saw the wince on Ben's face. Oh, no. Listen, Gold Nugget Jewelers is the 4-for-4 jewelers. They are the official jeweler of the Phillies, the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Eagles. Best price guaranteed. If she's the one, you met her, you found her. You better go right now and see my guys at Gold Nugget Jewelers. They will, I'm telling you, love it. They're located at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. They have the best brands. To Corey Viraggio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper. They're going to take great care of you. Tell them Cuz sent you. Beautiful showroom. Again, right on the corner of 8th and Chestnut in the heart of Jewelers Row. It's Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
You have some water?
Now, listen. I'm worried, man. Man, it's not just, you know, I don't think this thing is a season ender. I know there's some speculation out there. He's going to see the specials today. I think he winds up, you know, it's a couple-week deal. But it's just one body blow after another. And sooner or later, you feel like you're getting hit by Tyson Fury.
Yeah, and it's the big players, too, right? Like, Josh Richardson, you miss for 7 or 8 games. Then it's Embiid, and their injuries actually overlap for a little bit. Now it's Simmons. And they, credit them, have stuck around, right? Like, it's not like they've gone into this huge losing streak. They had the 4-game losing streak when Richardson was out. But for the most part, they've stayed above water.
Right.
I'm worried. Without Ben,
he's
such a huge piece.
He's too important. Like, I don't think you can beat the Lakers and Clippers without him. Now, again, look. You got to, like, Tobias Harris has to give you, like, 25. He's got to step it up.
He's got to be the max contract player.
It's not like you got nothing, right? Like, you got Embiid, who should be who is that dominant big man. You got Jay Rich. You got Tobias. You got Horford. So you got nothing, right?
Yeah, but then I could counter that with Al Horford does not look like the Al Horford that we saw in Boston.
You're right.
He was a turnstile again against Milwaukee. It was like, oh, go ahead. Here's the net. Go ahead. Go right by me.
I hear you. I know. Listen, against the Thursday night game.
The Nets. Against the 44-8 run.
He was on the floor. I mean, remember, it was a tie game. He was a minus 26 when the game went to overtime. At that point, he was a minus 26.
And it's once again trying to figure out how to play with a missing piece.
I know.
And a big piece.
I know. It's just depressing. I just want them to win so bad. It's terrible.
Like, now that terrible. So let's figure this out. When Joel Embiid was out, it was more so of a fast-paced offense. Let's push it up the court. Whenever they went to the half court, it was Ben Simmons was posting up, right? Like, that's what the strategy was. What's the strategy without Ben? Is it mainly a half-court offense? It has to be.
Yeah, well, I mean,
You're running it through Embiid, and when he's off the court, it's Horford.
Yeah.
And then you're doing pick and rolls with the ball. I mean, you're not going to be running and gunning all game.
No.
Like you were able to when Embiid was out.
Right, well, because he was able to push it, but
yes,
he's not. I mean, like, there were times you get some run out. It's not like you're completely slow, but no, you're right in that you're going to. Here's the other issue. Is that you're still not a good three-point shooting team.
Exactly.
Right? What Simmons pushing a ball allowed was open three-point shots in transition. Right? So you got great open looks that even you guys, like, type of thing that a bad three-point shooting team can knock them down.
Right.
Or, you know, you got easy twos. Right? Which helps your field goal percentage. You get those runouts, and it's saved in Embiid's wind. I mean, that's the theory behind those runouts and Simmons pushing the ball up the floor. Let's go to Ken in Wilmington. Kenny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Anthony.
Hey, Ken.
How you feeling?
Last
week.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate it, man. Thank you, Kenny.
Hey, here's my biggest fear. Simmons is out for a while, and as a result of this, Brett Brown again gets another pass and is back coaching this team next year. That's my biggest fear.
You know, I, I, how, I don't know if that's if that happens.
Well, the process, you know, it just wasn't about getting the getting better players. It's also watching these players develop.
Yeah.
You know, grow emotionally, develop their games, and they're done. They're stagnant.
Yeah, but here's the one thing, real quick. Are they truly stagnant, or like, because we didn't see Simmons? This is what I saw against the Clippers. Let's go back to, I know it was one game, right? I get it. It's one game. But they had a new rotation. They had a nine-man rotation, right? With Horford off the bench, Korkmaz, Matisse, Burks, Robinson starting, right? That was their nine-man rotation. They looked really good. It was a good basketball game against the Clippers. I was hoping that that would then translate in this second, you know, the last third of the season. But we haven't seen it because Simmons is back.
Anthony, you can juggle it any way you want, but this team is soft, and they've been enabled by this coach. And they're not going to get tougher until they're looked at with a different lens. See, they need a different coach to toughen them up, to hold them accountable. Even when you watch Korkmaz, Korkmaz had a great second half against the Bucks. When there was no pressure, the game was over. Brett Brown is a lifetime assistant coach that's in over his head. Were you around? Do you remember when Maurice Cheeks was coaching here?
Yes.
He's Maurice Cheeks too. And
so here's the one thing, Ken. And listen, I respect your opinion. I really do. I don't know that you could come in with a hard ass approach, or a, you know, that kind of tough approach, and get anything other than, hey, look, you know, I'm so and so, and the bus doesn't leave without me. So,
oh yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean,
that's the league, like, right? Like, it's almost the league is the league, because it's not just the Sixers, right? It's pervasive in the entire league where the players are empowered. Why do you think Jay Wright, I remember talking to Jay one time, he's like, I had no interest in going to the NBA. You know why I had no interest in going to the NBA? Because he doesn't want to deal with players that won't listen. It's not about the Sixers. It's about the whole league.
And you're absolutely right. I agree with that, and that's why Cleveland, one of the reasons Cleveland got rid of, yeah, exactly. But
well, they were terrible, too, those players. They got them fired. It was a disgrace what they did, too.
Well, but at the same time, you got to respect the guy. And I don't know.
I hear what you're saying, Kenny, I really do. I think Brett tried to take a holistic approach, a caring, loving approach, to try to get what they can. Because otherwise, the flip side is they're done. Right, they just check out on you. It's a difficult proposition, because it's almost like there's a cycle to this thing, right? And here's the cycle: guy comes into the league, he's all world. He wants to feel like he belongs, right? Needs individual accolades. He gets his individual accolades, and then he realizes when he's at the All-Star game that he plays for a losing team. And then he blames everybody else, and he still loses. And then he realizes that he's not doing enough individually to achieve. And now he's 28 years old and realizes that, all right, if I'm ever going to have a legacy other than loser, then I need to have this work ethic and do what I need to do. I think that's the course that is pervasive in the NBA. I think every Giannis, but like Giannis is an outlier, right? Like, he's a guy that's going to put work in. He's a guy that's going to, he's an outlier. I think most of the league is, you know, Karl-Anthony Towns. I think you have that. That's why veterans win. That's why older players win. I think the players have entirely too much power. I think that they walk around like China dolls and expect the world to drop at its knees. And I think they do. Now I think if you're a coach, how do you navigate that? You got to somehow convince these dudes to grow up.
I wonder if Brett does that, because Brett has spoken in the past. And like I appreciate that he allows it. He says, you know, they're human beings. I want them to be able to do what they want. But we've also talked about, you know, on the road, I don't know. What was the video game thing we were talking about a couple of weeks ago? Where we were joking around saying, like, Jordan used to go out and gamble till, you know, crazy hours in the morning. And these guys just play video games until crazy hours in the morning. And Brett has said he wants people to still be able to be humans. He wants Joel Embiid to go to a comedy show, no matter what part of the season, it seems. And I kind of appreciate that he allows them to be humans. But at the same time, I don't know, maybe it is getting in bed by 10 o'clock the night before a big game.
Yeah, you know, here's the problem again. You know, you got to want to, it's the playoffs. You got to understand that the playoffs matter.
Right.
Well, you have to understand all this stuff. It's a, you can blame the coach all you want. And I understand when people come to it, oh, they get frustrated. Oh, if it's I'm the coach, I'm being a hard ass. And I understand the natural inclination. Like, I'm not scoffing at it. But once you step foot in that world, guys, trust me, it's a different world. It's nothing like you know. You think you know until you step foot in that world. Trust me. Trust me. It's not the world you think it is.
I think you know a thing or two.
I've learned a lot. It's a different world. You have to navigate. It's a different league than it was with Michael Jordan. Like, you can't compare. You know, the biggest problem that the Barclays and the Shaqs and, you know, all that stuff, the biggest problem you got is that time when those guys played, 90s, early 2000s, that doesn't exist anymore. The world's different. They're treated differently.
Branding is a lot different.
Social media. It's such a different world that you can't apply what worked then to now. And guys are the AAU system, college ball. I mean, everything's different. It's a different world. And these players have more power than anybody. It's a players' league. And the reason why the NFL is what it is that it's still a coach's league. And that it's still it's still the owner's league in that sense.
Yeah, and you can be a 14-year-old who's very talented at basketball, like the AAU thing that you were just talking about, who has like a highlight tape on YouTube that all of a sudden makes its rounds. And now we're talking about 2021 possibly being the first year of the draft where high school kids are coming out instead of just college, instead of just one and dones. And you have that power when you're 14. Like, imagine walking around as a 14-year-old. Like, I'm getting scouted by the Lakers right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.